Steve Mazakowski grew up in the late 50s and early 60s in the last house on Magazine Street.
It was very hot in New Orleans. There was no air conditioning at that time, and people were required to leave their windows open. My mother used to go outside. This is one of the things that she would do to cool a house down. She would go outside and water the screens, and we had a big window fan, and the window fan would sort of blow in, and so that was the poor man's air conditioning, you know. So anyway, as a result of having the windows open all the time, I heard a lot of stuff that was going on the street. And one of the most important things, I think, for me musically was two houses down from me was Paul Crawford's band. Paul Crawford lived there, and his jazz band would rehearse there. And when I was a little kid, I'd go outside and listen to him, and I had a little kazoo trumpet that I'd, you know, sit on my front porch and pretend that I was playing along with him and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of things going on at that time in New Orleans. Of course, going to parades and hearing parade music, and just, you know, New Orleans has always been a very, very musically active city. So I heard music from a lot of different angles and in lots of different ways.
Including his mother singing around the house.
She would sing a lot, you know, cleaning the house or doing work around the house. She actually, early in her career, she wasn't a professional singer, but she would go on radio talent shows sometimes. There was actually a radio program that was hosted by Johnny Vodakovich's uncle, Pinky Vodakovich, and she would go on there and sing. So, you know, my first music I ever heard was my mother singing, really.
Had she had any musical training? Or
I don't think so. No, not really. But, you know, it's just people in New Orleans that would just sing and dance, you know. It seemed like everybody on her side of the family just liked to sing and dance and party and whatever.
A hand-me-down clarinet was Steve Mazakowski's first instrument. He took that up in the second grade. Then the next year, started piano lessons.
You know, I never asked my mother, my father's no longer living, but I never asked my mother if she ever thought I had musical talent, because it seemed like they were very encouraging in terms of, like, trying to get private lessons and stuff like that. Like, I would take the Magazine Street bus all the way down to Worldline's Music, and my first lessons were on piano, and I used to, you know, go there for some private lessons, and then, but I didn't really take, I don't think I took any of it really seriously, you know. And when I was around 9 years old or so, I owned a guitar. Took some guitar lessons, and I remember after about a year of guitar lessons, the teacher told my father, she says, he's wasting my time and your money. So that was about it for, you know, my music studies, you know. But I think the reason why I didn't really take to it is because I think that I was, at that time, when you studied formally with anyone, it was sort of a classical approach to learning music. And you know, I couldn't relate to, like, learning notes on the page and things like that, but I had good ears and I could pick up things, but that wasn't really the way people were taught. But coincidentally, that's usually the way jazz musicians learn how to play, by listening to the music and picking up things by ear. So I guess I was more of a jazz musician, not realizing it at that age.
Mazakowski's older sister Bonnie started bringing home jazz records. He remembers hearing Getz and Gilberto and Dave Brubeck. And even though the lessons had ended, he kept on fooling around with guitar.
I didn't really take the guitar seriously until I actually got into my teens and I started playing bass guitar in a band called Truth. And we were doing, like, music based on the band Cream. And then later, when I got a little older, maybe like around 16, 17 years old, I started to outgrow that, and I felt like I wanted to learn more about composing songs, and I thought in terms of composing songs, I really need to take lessons. And now this is where I'm getting more serious into music, and I discovered a teacher that really was one of the teachers that has taught most all the great guitar players that came out of New Orleans, most of the great guitar players that came out of New Orleans, Mr. Hank Mackey.
Hank Mackey got Mazakowski going in the right direction as a guitarist and on solid ground with music theory.
I wanted to learn chords, and, you know, when I started picking up the guitar and trying to, you know, I invented a specific chord, and I said, man, this is my chord. Of course, I went to Hank Mackey and said, oh, that's a major 7-6-9 chord. Everybody knows that, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, okay. All right. And that's when I realized, man, you know, I can't do everything on my own, you know, reinventing the wheel. So I started studying with Hank, and Hank was a real great teacher, not only in terms of, stylistically, but also from a theoretical standpoint. He had a really good clear understanding of music theory and jazz theory and how to present that to his students.
In his late teens, Steve Mazankowski
decided to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston and got more into theory and composition. I was actually in an arranging composition program. Berklee was great just because it threw me into a situation where, you know, there were 2,000 students, 800 were guitar players, you know, it just kind of gives you being from New Orleans and being a little bit kind of out of in seclusion down here or whatever, you know, just kind of to this university where you're just thrown together with all these students that are kind of basically doing the same thing that you want to do. That was good, and I made a lot of connections with young musicians, you know. I think it was the first time I met David Torkanowski, was at Berklee. Mike Blair was there, of course Emily Remley was there, you know. So made a lot of connections with people of similar age and similar interests. And then I remember after a short period at Berklee, it was like, well, what are we going to do now? And then, you know, some of the young musicians were saying, well, let's go to New York and make it. You know, we're going to New York and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, asking me what I want to do. I want to go back to New Orleans. And, you know, it was like, I'm really glad I did that. I'm really glad I didn't stay up there and I came back to New Orleans, because I think New Orleans is one of the best places to be to grow as a young musician and just learn as a young musician. It's not the best place from a business standpoint, but through the next decade or so, I started playing with, probably, you know, every conceivable combination of musicians, you know, and I could probably name easier the people I hadn't played with from New Orleans than the people I did play with. And I feel like there's a direct way of learning and there's an indirect way of learning. And I feel like the indirect way of playing with people on stage or, you know, just hanging with cats and learning what they're into and things like that is very, very valuable. And New Orleans kind of provides that atmosphere and an environment for young musicians to learn. And to this day, I feel the same way.
New Orleans and Steve Mazankowski have been good for each other. He's made great music for over 30 years with his colleagues in Astro Project, created a superb body of work as a composer, including such latter-day Crescent City anthems as Burgundy and Sidewalk Strut, and continues to lead one of the nation's best jazz studies programs at the University of New Orleans. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.